Kevin Forrest, Manchester VA, and he's joined by the Suicide Prevention Coordinator, Sandra, working on the community engagement partnerships. Well, let's start with Kevin Forrest, Director of the Manchester VA. GMI Studios, one of our great partners and sponsors, an update on the VA. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jack. How are you? Hey, I'm joined here by Sandra. Hey, we're really excited about, a new law that came out last week, really in helping veterans access, medical care during crisis, specifically mental health crisis and suicidal ideation. But, starting last week, veterans in suicidal crisis can go to any healthcare facility at a VA or in the community for free emergency health care. And I just think this is so great. Anybody in mental health crisis is horrible. But to take any concern about whether something might be covered and just put that on the back burner and have veterans know, head to the right place, head to where you're comfortable, head to where you can get care, is really a step in the right direction, not only for the Manchester VA, but to, for the VA in general. So this is really, really great news.
I can hear your passion, and I thank you, Kevin, because I agree with you on this whole choice, because it takes away that red tape. Sandra, talk a little more specifically about this, because I don't think a lot of veterans know about this, Kevin. And I don't think a lot of caregivers know about it. Sandra, thank you for what you do. Take it away.
Absolutely. Jack, I think we've been on your show a few times talking about 988, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, and how veterans can press 1 to get directed to veteran-specific resources. And whenever I'm out in the community and I'm talking to veterans, it's the number one fear that gets brought up. What happens if I end up having to go out to the hospital after calling 988? Who is going to pay for that? And just like Kevin was saying, that fear is now completely taken off the table. We've really expanded this care and these resources to make sure that we're also paying for care even out in the community, especially when people are in a suicidal crisis. So it just really helps to make sure that there are no barriers to accessing care, and really that there's no wrong door, whether you're coming into the VA or whether you're going out to the community. Like Kevin was saying, if you happen to have a hospital nearby that you feel comfortable with, and that's the closest place to get care, especially in a crisis, those seconds and minutes really, really, really matter. And we want to make sure that we don't have any more barriers to people getting the help that they need.
Kevin, can you amplify a little bit about the law? Because I that's news to me, and it's great news, and I could hear your passion.
Well, so it's part of the Compact Act, and I want to say not to be confused with the PACT Act. They're very close together here, but I think it's a step in the right direction of making sure that veterans have access the care that they need. And so, this was effective on January 17th and promoted out, through the media. And I want to get the word out to all veterans, starting with you, Jack, and our other social media that we do here. And it's certainly a subject I'll have on our round tables and our veteran forums that we do out in the community.
No, I think it's great news. And Sandra, we have the new 3-digit number to call. But still, how do we get the veterans who haven't touched the VA in a while that experience some mental health symptoms and depression, anxiety, or worse, and they just sort of turn inward, they may live alone, how do we reach them?
That's a great, great question. I think the biggest thing that we have been promoting quite a bit is, those folks that might be out, somebody knows them, right? And so I think if you can think about all of the people in your life, especially any veterans, and you want to reach out and check in on them, we have that big campaign. I know we've talked about it before. Take a moment, reach out, and make sure you're checking in on those folks. So I think our peer network and really using the people that we know in our lives to check in and see how those folks are doing, I think that's how we can really make sure that we get those people connected and get them hooked up to care if they need it.
I appreciate it. And Kevin, again, Sandra, thank you for what you do. Best way for people to reach out, learn more about what you're talking about. What's the best way? Is there a number as well as a site, Kevin and Sandra? And thank you, Sandra, for what you do.
Jack, certainly going to our homepage or just va.gov, and it's all over the front page of that. And any veteran wanting to, you know, enroll or find out more about VA services is just calling us here at 603-624-4366 and asking for the eligibility service. You know, we've been enrolling a lot of veterans lately, and I just to like emphasize that peer support that Sandra mentioned, those peers can help veterans feel comfortable in coming to the VA and walking through our front doors and really accessing the care that they're eligible for and entitled to. And, you know, those doors are always open.
Sandra, thank you again. And I may have asked you this. We have a minute, Sandra. How long have you been doing this and what drives you to do this?
Oh, great question, Jack. Yes, I know we did talk about this before. So I've been with the VA for about 2 years now. I'm formerly a military spouse, so working with the veteran population is near and dear to my heart. I'm very passionate about working in mental health, and especially with our veteran population that are oftentimes dealing with not only mental health issues, but also medical issues as well, too. And those two things greatly impact each other. So being able to work in a medical setting where we get to have that holistic approach and that whole person approach to helping somebody get through their troubles, that's what really motivates me to be here.